This is New Rio, beginning of Channel 1 Right. The New Rio, beginning of Channel 1 Right. Now I'm getting ready for Miss Guthrie this Friday morning, the 11th of September, 1970. This is New Rio, Channel 1 Right. New Rio, Channel 1 Right. I'm getting ready for Miss Guthrie this Friday morning, the 11th of November, 1970. She's sitting over the telephone waiting for the Ford track place to telephone her that a part has come in from Georgia for that baler. They've got hay out in the field. Now, this is the Channel 1 Right, a New Rio. I'm getting ready for Miss Guthrie this Friday morning, the 11th of November, 1970. Channel 1 Right, a New Rio. I'm getting ready for Miss Guthrie this 11th of November, 1970.
Did that burn? Well, get, sit down.
Do it.
Jake, get your foot mopping the perspiration.
Just turning those bells all the time. You want a glass of water?
No, thank you.
Or anything?
No, thank you.
Oh, it's cooler in here.
Well, you're not by yourself.
Oh, I'm telling you, I just never saw anything like it, Miss Minnie. Gosh. How'd we know it wasn't going to rain yesterday? It didn't, did it?
Yes, it rained yesterday.
It sure did.
Did it rain yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've lost track.
We got our hay. It's been down over a week. Last Sunday, I got Mr. Dodd. He went over there and baled 65 bales. And it's on the trailer. It's wet. And the rest of it's lying in the field.
You mean you got hay on the ground?
I got hay on the ground. No baler to bale it with. One of my knotters broke off.
Yes.
And Marvin went in last Tuesday and carried it and couldn't get a part nowhere. They said they'd order a part from Atlanta and they were in hopes it would be in today.
You got a bus strike, a truck strike.
Yeah.
You know, we were... You can't tell about when anything's going to be delivered. Faye, this old refrigerator, you know, wouldn't turn off. It had a thermostat out, just a little bitty old something. And they couldn't get it in. They couldn't get it in. Couldn't get a delivery on it. So, Faye just defrosted every night. You mean on that brand new baler?
On that brand new baler.
And the knotter broke off.
The knotter.
Yes. But you can't fix that.
Only with new piece. They can get a new one. They said we could. Now, I don't know. Marvin carried it into the Ford place. They couldn't get one in O'Keller, and they couldn't get one and Jacksonville, and they said they'd have to get it from Atlanta.
Well, now, what kind of service is that?
Ain't no service at all.
That's what you pay a high price for.
That's right.
Is that service? Oh, Lord. Gee, what a... And Mr. Dodd couldn't help you out on that.
No, sir.
Couldn't nobody.
Well, his baler, hit cut up with him. It was so bad it had to shear. The grass was so thick it would shear the pins. And so he quit ours. I told him just to quit and go on and bale his. He had cut down some from Mr. Arna. And they got over there and hit come a sure enough storm.
Oh.
And hit still lying on the ground. So Marvin said he's going over there tomorrow and shuffle up that and unload that on the baler and try to sun it some. I mean on the trailer.
Yeah.
Got 65 bales under the shelter on the trailer.
Yeah. And it got wet.
It got wet. But we had one of the worst lightning storms, I'm telling you.
With your hay down.
With the hay down.
Oh.
Out there trying to bale it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we left the field and went home.
Yeah. But and that's when your baler buster broke down.
Mm-hmm. No, the baler broke before that.
But it was over there when you Now what Mark was trying to do was get that down, get that in on the weekend where
right.
You wouldn't lose it.
Mm-hmm. And if the baler had to work, we'd had plenty of time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Before the storm.
That's right.
Well, that's a helpless feeling, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, it's not just not your year.
It's not my year. It sure is. But I tell you, you know, you can buy hay cheaper than you can raise it. I've bought several tons for $35 a ton and hit delivered under the shelf.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's by the ton.
By the ton.
Delivered.
$35 a ton. And you can't fertilize it and cut it and mess around with it for that.
And it was pretty good hay?
It's good hay.
Is that Pangola?
No, it's Timothy.
Oh, Timothy! Oh, Timothy. Well, where'd you get Timothy?
At the Keystone Heights from Pine Air Farms.
Yeah. Well, now, Mr. Dodd, he was going to put in some... He didn't have any Pangola left. The Army wearing got him last year.
Well, he's cutting this for Mr. Arnold on shares, so I understand.
Yeah. Well, he don't need to have any hay of his own. He can just do a little custom work, can't he?
That's right. But they got a little hay. They gonna have some hay if they can save it.
Oh, are they? That time I was over there, you remember back when that was, they was talking about putting in some Alice Nova.
He said he was telling Marvin about that. He lost out on that. It didn't do anything.
Oh, you put it in and it didn't do anything?
That's right. I think he told Marvin he lost $600 or something on that deal. It's right by the road. You can see it going up to his house.
What?
And it didn't do anything. He ain't gonna have no hay there.
It just didn't grow.
It just didn't come up and grow.
Well, you know, I called up there and asked about putting in a little Alice Clover. I had this field over here. I had put in some hay around the sides of it. And let me see. They said it wouldn't do much after the 1st of August or some such date.
Yeah, but he planted his before August. But, you know, I think that that stuff has to take it about 2 years to come up and make.
Clover?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, you know, sometimes this late season after the 1st of August grows good, and sometimes it won't grow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't, you see, up where I come from, we don't have any season like that. Down here, say, what was my friend's name, used to be down there at Orange Lake, thing down there, he farmed all his life. And he put in he said said sometimes he got a big crop of it and sometimes he didn't get nothing. What was that?
Was that Evan Coastal?
No, it just
beer
here.
You never put in Alice Clover? Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
No, they
Yeah, you don't fool with that.
They don't fool with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fool with it either, you know. Except that just didn't have anything on it.
Well, what are we going to do, Miss Mary?
I just don't know. That's what I've been wondering. Marvin and I was up all night long. You know, trying to work out something. We ain't worked out anything yet.
Well, what does he think?
He thinks just like we do. We don't know what we're going to do.
Well, now on that Pangola, you got to start all over again.
What you mean?
Them army worms got part of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So you go, if you have a crop next year, you'll have to put it in again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that man that brought my hay down here and delivered it, he looked at it and he told me to go in there and turn it bottom side upwards. And he said, put some nitrogen on it, and he said next year it would come back.
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Said cut it all to pieces.
Just color it.
That's right.
Well, telephone the University Extension, Agriculture Extension, and get some of those Pangola people there. That's what I do. Except I don't have anything much to ask them. A lot of times the feed stores can tell you about as much as they can and tell you quicker. Because, you know, they in touch with everybody and they hear all the talk.
I know, but Miss Mary, if we can't do a little haying on, I think it's fun.
I do too.
Well, I mean, that just takes the fun away.
See, part of our field come up and is real good.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to save it so bad. Well, I got the equipment there and everything, and I wanted to bale some hay.
Yeah, just wanted to bale some hay.
And I'm afraid I'm going to need it. Everybody says that we're going to need it. Everybody, you see, predicts a terrible winter.
Uh-huh.
And you can't have too much feed.
Feed's going to be high. Look at the corn.
That's what they say. Did you know that pulp is $52 a ton wholesale? Golly.
They get rich on that, don't they?
We can't use it. We can't use it. I ain't gonna pay no $52 a ton for pulp.
Well, you can't.
That's the reason why I went to work and bought so much hay.
Yeah.
I bought over $800 worth of hay. So I'd have enough, make sure, try to have enough feed. I thought I'd get to save what Pangola I got.
Well, you saw that little puny stuff out there.
Do you know where that little old fella, what in the world is his name now? I can't think of his name, but he's a mechanic down at Dodge service station.
Yes, fine, boss.
Do you know where he lives?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could get in touch with him. They say that he is an expert on hay balers.
He can fix anything.
That's what they say. I'd like to see him and talk with him.
Well,
it might be that you know that if we couldn't get that piece, that he might be able to make one or something. I tried my best to get Marvin to go to see him. But you can't get a man to do anything.
Well, let's go over the water, see? That's something right there. Give me, I'm not worried about spilling it. That's the one I want to lose my water.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't want to do that. That's all right. Just let it go off. Oh, yes. Jarhead. They call it.
Jarhead.
He never had any sense. That's what they always call him from a boy. They tell me that. And he rattles all the time. Just rattles. But I used to know him, and I used to like him. But I haven't had any contact with him in a long time.
They tell me that he can really fix them. Well, now that might
be.
He
can fix any of that
his stuff. His parrot, Mr. Guthrie, used to know them real well. His parents knew Mr. Guthrie real well, and he knew them. And this year, same fella told Marvin one time. Marvin went down there and just got to talking, and he said, "Yeah, I know Mr. Guthrie." Says he used to pet a beef, come around with his wagon.
Mm-hmm. I wish somebody'd peddle it again. That beef they used to peddle was a lot better than what we get,
Yes, sir, but I'm telling you, he lost $1 million doing that.
Oh, he did.
Yes, ma'am, he had to sell it on credit, and he never had no money for it.
Sell it on credit?
That's right. And he didn't get no pay for it. That's right.
Well, you could buy enough for dinner for a quarter, couldn't you?
You sure could.
And he'd have to sell it on a credit.
Have to sell it on credit. I know one time, it was in Hoover days, and we bought an old Model T car. And it was $46.40 a month on that old touring car. And times was hard. And we got out and we killed some beef and peddled it. We sold it on the credit, had to sell it on the credit. And we never did collect with it. We come in one ace of losing that old car. And I told him, I said, we ain't going to do that no more. Just let them stay in the woods and die.
All that work.
All that work.
Well, now, that was when he did some of that trapping.
Then which?
That trapping for Mac Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he could collect on that.
Oh, yeah. He got his money for the furs. But possum hide 50 cents. And you done good to get a 75 cents for a polecat hide. And a coon. If you got $5 for a coon hide, you got big money. Things weren't worth anything.
A coon brought more than the
other. That's right.
You know, the right smart worked in curing the hide.
Yes, it is.
That means you're not paid much for your work and nothing for the hide.
That's right.
And then you have to peddle it. Then you, well,
no,
you,
not
you, that. That's right. You'd sell it to Mac Weaver.
You know, the 30s was a mighty fine time. I remember, if you didn't know anything, but if you had to raise some money, it was hard going.
It sure was. Well, Roosevelt's man that put this country on its feet.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He done more for this country than any president we ever had.
You remember when that bank holiday and all?
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
And I remember when the banks all went busted too.
Yeah. And that changed a lot of people's prospects right quick, didn't it?
Sure did.
There's so many things that need doing around a place like yours.
Oh, goodness. So many things needs doing.
Yeah.
What, for instance?
Well, you always got something to look after.
And it's the truth. The grass needs cutting. The old big trucks broke down. Marvin got hit off and had the valves ground and hadn't even had time to put it back together.
Well, I'll be done.
It's just sitting there.
And whenever you're going to make hay or something, you can't just get your machines out and pull them over there and start making hay.
No.
Something going to swell up in them and won't work.
That's right.
Oh, rush.
I'm going to tell you, you can drink water. Miss Mary and I are going to have a little wine.
Yeah.
So anybody that feels as dumpy as Miss Mary and I, you're going to have a little, I don't let you have much.
Is that wine?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You reckon it'll make my blood pressure go up?
I think it'll help it.
No, just sip it a little bit. It won't hurt you. Just sip it.
Well, now, you give me too much. You take some of mine.
No, this is all. I've had coffee. I've already had a whole lot. Just sip it. Just sip what you want. It's a little sweet wine. We're celebrating how miserable we feel over the hay. And this is a good way to celebrate.
When we get our hay in, we'll have to celebrate.
We'll drink a glassful. Oh, I'm so tired of a guy going out there and turning that thing, talking about things to do around the place.
Well, why don't you cut the bales and spread them out and then bale it over?
Could do that.
Oh. Yeah.
That then it would dry out. Then you wouldn't start sweating again. Well, I'd have to get that old baler out. It's one man.
That's what we do. We cut ours when they get wet and spread them out and bale it over.
Now, why in the world hadn't we thought of that?
Miss Miles, this smells just like pure liquor.
No, it's not any more than 12% alcohol.
Do you drink beer?
I used to live on it.
Well, Marvin and I went and got us some malt liquor Saturday afternoon. And every once in a while, we'll drink a can, and that is the best stuff.
Good for you. Just so you don't live on it.
Cream sherry.
Just but, a little.
Oh, no, we don't. We drink maybe a can at night, or maybe we don't drink but one can a week or a month or something like that.
Well, you see, if I had some, it tasted good, I'd just...
Especially when you get in a miserable fix.
Couldn't keep it.
Oh.
You're going to have to get you a hired man that's married with Marvin working all day.
Hmm. Where in the world would I get a hired man? No, I tell you, Marvin's coming home after Christmas.
Well,
just can't do two jobs.
He just can't do two jobs.
Well, you think what he's doing, nobody pushes. You might say it's light work. But look at there how much time he puts in.
Look at that how much is going to the bad at home. I can't even get a carpenter, much less a man to help on the place. But you know, you can always think about our troubles and look right over the fence and see somebody in worse shape than we're in.
At least you got hay in the barn.
Oh, they terribly upset.
They got all that school business.
Mm-hmm.
I come by your house, when was it, Sunday, Monday or something? And you all had gone somewhere, and they'd gone somewhere, and come.
Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
Monday morning?
I don't remember.
Well, I got up Monday morning and went to Cross City. And I got me a rooster.
No.
And I come back home. We was back home at 12:30. And Marvin mowed a little bit in the yard. And he went over to the dumb place first and turned the hay over, scattered it out. And then he come back and worked around the house. I was at home from 12:30 on. I tried everywhere to get me a rooster and I couldn't, so I called my brother Sunday and he said he had one and if I'd go get it, I could have it. So we got in the car and went over there. We couldn't bale no hay or anything. I wanted to see him anyway. Mm-hmm. So we went to his house and got the rooster and spent an hour or two with him and come on back home.
How was the highway? They weren't busy then.
No. My brother's retired. He's retired. He don't do nothing.
You gonna raise some your own biddies?
No, I just want a rooster. My old rooster spurs were so long,
oh,
and
yeah,
he scarred
yeah,
my
yeah,
hands
yeah,
up so
yeah.
I killed him.
Yeah.
And I just want a young rooster. I'm got some young pullets, and I don't like to have a bunch of chickens and not a rooster. And so I had tried everywhere to get me a rooster, and I couldn't. And so I went over there and got him.
Well, why are they so hard to get?
I don't know.
Well, I never heard of that.
You know, I'd like to have a little, some chickens. I'd like to have some. I wouldn't have to keep them up, though. Of course, they wouldn't be as good.
I won't mind kept up. I don't want them running around in the yard. They stay under the house, and the fleas gets bad, and they just, I believe that, I hate to keep them shut up as much space as I got, but they tear up and scratch up everything.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep them closed up. Marvin gets time, he's going to be on the chicken yard.
Big one, what you got?
That's right.
Roof on it?
No, we'll have
you don't need a roof.
Just a chicken house.
Well, now there you are. But you see, building it, sometimes not much trouble is getting your stuff together.
That's right.
Yes. Well, now that stuff smells good for you.
Oh, I like it. And it's
I'm going to tell y'all something, but if y'all ever tell it, ever mention it to the Dodds, I won't never have no more to do with you. But they are really in trouble. You know, they're a place.
Yeah.
And I can't understand that to save my life. I thought Mr. Dodd and Miss Dodd both was good, sensible people.
Yeah.
And I thought that they would know better than to do things like that. But that place, she said, was bought in Burmers. And Grandpa Dodd's name.
Yeah.
Well, Grandpa Dodd, you know, he's been going to the bad for a long time.
Yeah.
And he has a brother that Mr. and Miss Dodd calls Big Daddy.
Oh.
Now, Grandpa Dodd's brother, they call him Big Daddy. And somehow or another, he has worked around, and he's got that in his hand. And he called them last Thursday, she said, Big Daddy did, and told them that Grandpa Dodd was down and couldn't walk. There was something wrong with him. And she said that in his talk to Burma, he told Burma he was going to mortgage the place down there to get money to put him in a rest home. And so Miss Dodd said Burma yet didn't catch on, but said she caught on to it just time he spoke. So they got together that night and they got to talking. So yesterday she told me she seen y'all in town.
At Murphy's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she said that she let it slip and told y'all that she come in to see her lawyer.
No, she didn't tell me.
We didn't register with us.
No.
But of course she said that they went to see the lawyer and said the lawyer said there weren't very much that he could do about it. Said the only thing that they could do would be just to wait and to hope that nothing like that didn't come up. But if it did, then they'd sue Mr. Dodd's brother. But it's in a mess, and I'm so surprised why in this world didn't they get that thing straightened out. Now he's up here in the veterans' hospital with a tumor on his spine. And they're going to operate on him.
Gee
whiz. Now ain't that a mess? And she says they stand a chance. She says they're going to lose everything they got, place and hope.
You mean that farm out there?
Yeah, that's what she said.
And it's in Berman's name and his brother's.
Father's.
It was, see, in Berman's name and Mr. Dodd's. But they think that this year brother of Grandpa Dodd's has got him to sign the deeds and everything over to him. So if he's done that, she said the lawyer said that there wasn't much that he could do.
I'm a dead man.
Now, please don't mention it to him.
No, it's not our business. She was talking about Bonnie and her getting her clothes up there at Murphy's when she did say that she might have to take care of the grandfather, but you know, so much noise going around. We were standing there in the door. We were watching Bonnie.
And she said, too, she said, I asked her, I said, now they've been talking about selling the station down there. And she said the man throwed that up and he was going to sue him. And I said, what in the world is he going to sue you about? And she went on to tell me, but it's such a mess till I don't understand it. And I declare to goodness.
Lord, let's take another drink of wine.
Well, now that feel explains, better. She said, the worry of putting the children in so many schools with split schedules, she had just decided to lump them all together and take them back home. So there's more to it than just that. She just don't
want to. But why in the world? Why on earth? You know, several years ago, I don't know how long it's been, she called me and invited me over to the deed burning, the mortgage burning.
Yes.
And said she had, why in the world didn't they get that thing straight when that old man was able to get it straight?
Yeah.
Why in the world? Mr. Dodd knew all along that he lived down there. Why, heck, I'm ignorant and dumb myself, but you know, I had sense enough to get my business straight when Mr. Guthrie was sure of where he could do it for me.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's right.
I don't see why in the world they didn't do something. Well, they had the old man down here.
Yes.
Plenty of times, why didn't they get... Barry was afraid he would say something that would, I said, hurt his feelings. Heck, it'd be better for me to hurt his feelings than for them to trample on my heart. And she is just about crazy. And she says Burmer is too.
Well, now, this must have been coming on some time.
I said, you don't mean to tell me that he can take your new home? Yes, ma'am.
I never heard of anything like that.
If it's like we think it is, he can take everything.
You know, I told you that she didn't talk right. That she's... I thought when she got back from down there with her children, you know, that things would be sort of like they used to be. They wasn't. Now, this must have sort of been on her mind back there.
No, I don't think it was. I think they just found this out last Thursday. Because she said that he let it slip and told Burma he was going to mortgage so much of the place to put him in a home.
Yeah.
Well, now, will she have to take, is she going to take care of the father?
I couldn't tell you.
I guess that's what brought it up when they went on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, I see.
We just, my mother was here, and we wanted to come by your place and say hello on that morning, Monday morning, and you weren't there, so we drove around the corner and thought, well, we'd say hello to the Dodds, and they weren't there. So we went to Murphy's and saw little Bonnie, and she told her mother, so she came up to tell us that they had, you know, were out of town that Monday morning.
Yeah, they had gone up to get Grandpa Dodd.
Oh.
And she said, I'll ask her about him, and she said he's up there at the Veterans Hospital, and they've taken two x-rays, and he's got two tumors. He's got one on his spine and one somewhere else, but anyway, they're both inside. And they're going to do something today. I don't know what she called it, but anyway, instead of cutting him, they was going to run an instrument up there and pull out some of his, something from the inside, and have it tested. And
have you seen him?
No, sir.
Well, let me see. When was it? That was Monday I was over there. And they brought him back Monday.
Brought him back Monday and put him in the hospital Tuesday.
Oh, so he's not over there. So he'll be up there in the hospital
before
they do all this.
And she said that, I asked her how was his spirits pretty good, and she said that he cried a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, with all that trouble, the hay doesn't seem so bad, does it? At least we don't
have
that trouble.
That's just a little minor.
Don't seem so important anymore, does it? But you know, let me tell you, some people can carry along just like nothing happened. They can go to work and they can make hay and all like that and have these other things hanging over them too.
Well, now, you know, I told her, I said, Miss Dodd, why in the world did you sit down and let that go on? I said, why didn't you straighten that out when you had your mortgage burning, when you said you paid for the property? Why didn't you go and say, now, Daddy, you give me the deeds?
Yeah.
I said, why in the world? Oh, I thought Mr. Dodd was a sensible man.
Yeah. They just slip up. Just slip up. Everybody thinks they're going to live forever, you see. And everybody's going to be healthy and good frame of mind forever.
I feel so sorry for them. I don't know what to do. And there ain't a thing in the world I can do. Not a thing.
Yes.
Well, she talks to you more than anybody, so sometimes it helps just to have somebody to talk with.
Yeah.
And she said, Burma said last night, just don't say nothing to nobody and see how things works out.
Yeah.
That ain't worth a damn.
No, you got to do something.
That ain't worth a, how do you do?
Well, let me tell you, when they had watermelons, your friend, Berman was, he went along with him and on that. Shirley's the one that had to get their money out of her. Isn't that right?
Out of the watermelon?
Yes.
That's what I heard, and I heard that he beat the far out of them too on it.
Oh. Even then.
Well, Mr. Weaver come over there when the man started. And he said, well, he said, I sure do hate to see Mr. Dodd get in with that man. And I said, Mr. Weaver, I said, is anything wrong with the man? He says he'll beat the socks off of him.
Yeah. Well, you all have known him for a long time.
Who? Mr. Weaver?
You and Marvin. New Wilkerson.
New Wilkerson? I'm talking about that fellow Smith that planted the watermelons from Citra last year.
Oh.
This year.
I didn't know anything about that. Did they make any melons this year?
Sure they did. That Smith from Citra had that water field right there the other side of Bolton Heights full of watermelons. That's the man I'm talking about.
Oh.
I didn't even know they had it. No, I didn't know.
And Mr. Weaver told us. Does that bulldozing work, you know, for people?
Yeah.
He said that fellow Smith had beat him, said he wouldn't make a thing with him.
Yeah.
And from what Miss Dodd said, they didn't make a thing.
Is that right?
But I bet he did.
I bet you he did too.
Smith. Yeah. You know, I don't, I see so little of them. I remember Shirley was talking about working with this fellow Smith. And I didn't even know who he was or anything. And where do you live? Citra?
Well, when they started to build a house over there, I know them men, and I know what they do to them. And I begged Miss Dodd not to get them. I said, Miss Dodd, I said, you'll be better in the long run to go and hire you a first-class carpenter. I said, don't fool with the Fowlers. I said, they'll cost you money and then leave you with a house to finish. Oh, there he is. So-and-so Burmer said he was going to get him anyway. I said, okay. And before they even got started, good, both of them were sick.
Oh.
They were plumb sick, and I didn't even talk to them about it.
Now, I've heard Fowler lives in Hawthorne.
That's right.
Now, is he the one that started on
the tile? That's right. He's the one.
And he left the tile and went off, and Burmer went up there and found him. He'd taken another job.
Yeah. Well, that porch yonder, that front porch yonder at home cost us way over $1,000. And it liked to cost us to lose our house. They come out there, him and his daddy and his brother. And they told us, asked us, could we remove the old porch? And told them, yeah, we sure could. We could take the porch down. Well, go ahead and take that down. And then, when we got it down, they had a little job they had to finish. And just as soon as we got the porch down, to let them know. And they'd come and get right on the porch and wouldn't take them no time to finish it.
Yeah.
And, we took the porch down, and the house liked to rot it down before we ever got them out there again. They won't work on one or two jobs. They got to have a half a dozen jobs going at the time.
Oh.
Oh, that's what happened.
That's right.
Yeah. And that way you can't keep up with the time. You don't know how much time they put in on it.
That's right. And you got to feed the whole family. You got to feed the whole family, take care of the whole family when they're working for you. I told Miss Dodd about it. I said, you'll have every one of them. And she did. The wife and the three young'uns was there every day, and she just was so mad.
You mean you had to feed all the
That's people? Right.
She, I never heard of anything
like
that.
She fed them people 3 meals a day. And even washed the clothes, carried the clothes over there. And Mr. Dodd was mad and swelled up. I never said a word.
I never heard of the man bringing his family.
You ask Miss Dodd.
I take your word for it.
You ask her.
I'm afraid to.
Well,
no, you need not be.
That's hard to believe. No.
That's the truth.
Well, what were they doing there? Just
yeah, go there and spend the day. His wife and his young'uns. And Mr. Dodd got so ill and so mean, and it went on and went on and went on, and they had a falling out. I know they'd get tired of it. Anybody will.
That's a new one.
Mm. That's right.
Well, now, they had corn with this boy over here at the store. What's his name?
Freddie,
yes. And he had several things going on at the same time, and that weather was coming up. And he got out some of the corn, but some of it just laid out there in the field.
Mm-hmm.
But he got an eggplant over there.
He has got a pretty patch of eggplants.
Yeah.
They are pretty. And Miss Dodd says he babies them and pets them and tends to them.
Yeah.
But he does know how to raise it, vegetables.
Yeah.
I'm going to get drunk and I'm going out there and holler just does
I'll holler with you. This little old 20% won't make us drunk, but I tell you, it'll make us forget our hay. Oh, Lordy.
Well, that's,
I feel like we haven't got any problems with all these other problems that people got.
You know what eggplant does to the ground?
What?
It takes everything out of it.
Is that right?
Yeah, just like okra.
Does okra take everything out of it? It
takes everything out of it.
Well, I do know. I didn't know that.
Well, now, that's what they tell me. I know a fellow over here wanted to put some eggplant over here one time. One of my friends came over here and talked to me. There's Patterson up there. She says, now, in case you haven't had an experience with this, I'll just tell you ahead of time. So she saved me. shoot. You know, some of these pastures out here, I let them go so long without much fertilizer. I just put a little dab on them. You know this poor man's weed, what do they call it?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, half of it was sort of growing up with that. And you know, the last year or two, I fertilized them a little bit, and that's all disappeared, and the grass is growing again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just sort of picture in my mind, after they put this eggplant on, that poor man's weed is going to start growing. I don't know.
Is the poor man weed what they call the ragweed?
No, it's a little three-pointed thing. I don't know. It never gets too high because the ground won't grow it. Sort of a pinkish thing. No, not ragweed.
But it will take over if you don't have it fertilized.
Oh, yes. It'll grow where, you see, without anything. It just grow.
Where's your boy?
He's gone. Gone home. We miss him.
Yeah, he didn't. He left a few things undone. He didn't get around to everything. You know, he's the best hired man I have. The only trouble is, I have to keep after him all the time. And I can't get him to work unless I work too.
That's a Is that the way it is with all of them?
That's the way it is. Marvin got his nephew to come over there last week. And mow the yard. And I told him, I said, Edgar, if you come mow the yard for us, we'll pay you. Marvin says, I'll pay you $1 an hour. And that little sapsucker come over there and he played the television and he played on that there little old organ all day long and didn't cut no grass. Marvin come home, I said, if you don't get him in the car and carry him away from here, I'm going to beat him up. And you too. Marvin hurried up me to supper and he got him in the car and he carried him home. He wanted to come back. Marvin said, no, I don't need you. He was been wanting to come back.
He couldn't get to the grass.
Hmm?
He couldn't get around to the grass.
Oh, no. He was too busy looking at television and playing that little old organ. And you know something? You know I'm not stingy. And I like for people to just help themselves to anything that I got. But I despise to see anybody eat all the dad burn time.
Me too.
And drink coffee. All day long eat, 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 and make a mess and drink coffee. That ain't a thing in the world, but just a habit in anybody. But when I fix a meal, I want people to eat and just help themselves and eat all they can and that much more. But it just worries the life out of me to see somebody always eating. I never did do that. And my young'uns I raised didn't do that.
They eat all the time and then look at television.
That's right. And Polly's got two little boys. I got a friend over in Gainesville. And she's a school teacher. And she takes care of her babies good as anybody. And she'll give them something to eat. But when she says nope, they know she means nope. That's the end of it.
You know that your place out there is the prettiest place in this whole country, right?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
It sure is.
You got all them trees trimmed up where you can see under them and all like that?
And you got a breeze running around there all the time?
Yes. The only thing is, I don't see it. When I pass it, I don't see anybody out there doing anything, right?
No, you sure don't. It's just going to the bad.
Well, I just don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know either, Miss Miles. I reckon me and you will have to get married again.
I guess so. Lord help us. Get something going.
I think you ought to have another chance, too.
Try something else for a while.
Ooh. Well, if you join the Mormon Church, and ain't you allowed 7 husbands?
Some such thing.
That's right. If you don't get them at the same time, you can just take them one at a time. Just change it. I haven't thought about that.
Have you got to move that hay bale? Move your hay? No?
Yes, I ought to.
Turn it over?
They say 60% chance of rain today.
Yeah.
And they say this. You heard about the 2 hurricanes?
Yeah.
You know, that Gulf hurricane, it just come right up, didn't it?
Sure did.
Oh, man, why? How much more time we got? September, we got another month?
Another month.
For hurricanes. No, sir, there's many things that need to be going on all the time that don't show. somebody come out and look at the place and say, well, why don't you go sit down? But if you out on a place like this, you can't sit down.
That's right.
But nobody sees it. You got to be there.
There's always a fence to mend or a... Oh, Lordy.
There's always something.
But
to
the
do.
Thing about it is, you don't make any money in it.
You sure don't.
Sometimes I sort of think, you know, you just almost have to work for the state in order to have enough to eat on.
Well, that's just what Marvin had to do. He had to get out and go to work so we could eat. If we'd have sold all of our cows to have carried us through, we wouldn't have had a cotton picking thing today.
Yeah.
So
well,
he just had to get out and work.
You know, if a fella could hire out just a little at a time, say work 2 or 3 days at a time, you see, but solid time, you see, that don't leave you anything. I know Miss Daisy, she came over here, and we were talking a little bit. You know, she knows a lot of things. And she said she liked outdoor work. Then she had time for her own family. But if she took service, what did she call it? You know, did inside work and made. Then she tied down.
Well, she must do somebody's washing. I never seen so many white shirts on the line.
I don't know who's, but she's the best ironer I ever saw in my life. And washer too. She really does. I watch it.
But this business, this steady job business. This steady job, you see, everybody got to have a steady job.
Now that takes Marvin 5 full days a week.
That's right. And he just has Saturdays and Sundays at home.
Yes.
And when he gets home, he's already put in his day.
That's right.
There ain't no count.
He goes right on.
Yes, but he no count.
The other night, I decided... He come home Tuesday evening, and I had some cows over there in front of the house in the other pasture, and they had some Charley calves, and the little calves looked kind of underfed. And the old cows are just as gentle as they can be. I said, Marvin, let's get out there and let the gap down, get us a bucket of feed, and tow them across and put them in the pasture. We got just plenty of grass over there now. And then let them little calves pick up. So we did, and the old cows come right on across the road. You know, we couldn't, there was 3 calves, and we couldn't get them little hammer knockers across that road to save our life. We couldn't. And we run them little dogs till 3:30 the next morning.
Miss.
We did.
In the night?
In the night. We had the tractor and the truck. We shut the cows out. The only way we done it, we shut the cows in the cow pen, you know, by the road. And we went on to the house, slipped onto the house, and didn't have no lights on. And the old cows called the calves through the fence, over there by the pasture fence, and we run them little devils up and down that highway till 3 o'clock. But we finally got them in.
Up and down the highway?
Right by the house.
Yeah, that's the trouble with that highway. There's too much fast traffic.
There's too much traffic. You just go to do something like that and see if... I told Marvin, I said, never again are we going to turn...
Now, that's the end of this Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right, with this fine visit with Mr. Guthrie on Friday morning and noon, the 11th of September, 1970. This is Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right. In the middle of this fine visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday morning and lunch, the 11th of September, 1970, the end of Channel 1 Right, and the half of the visit with Ms. Guthrie this Friday morning, the 11th of September, 1970, Friday morning, the 11th of September, 1970, and this is the end of Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right, with this fine visit with Ms. Guthrie, this Friday morning and noon, at lunch at noon with Ms. Guthrie, this 11th of September, 1970. And this is half the visit, the end of Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right, the half of this fine visit with Ms. Guthrie, the 11th of September, 1970, the 11th of September, 1970, the end of Channel 1 Right, the end.